You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 59. We're continuing in the book of Leviticus, and we learn about sin offerings for all kinds of different sins. These are more for accidental sins. For example, it says in verse 22 of chapter 4, a ruler might do something that the Lord his God has said must not be done. Even if he did not know at the time that he was committing a sin, he is still guilty. So we will learn about all kinds of other sin offerings for situations like that. And in chapter 5, it goes into even other types of sins. We're also continuing in the book of Mark. Jesus is approached by a rich man. The man who has everything. He could buy anything he wants. And now he wants the ultimate, and that is eternal life. And the Lord doesn't turn him away. In fact, Jesus tells him exactly what he's supposed to do. But once this rich man finds out the price of eternal life, he is not willing to pay it.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Leviticus 4. The Lord spoke to Moses and said,
tell the Israelites this, a person might sin without meaning to, and do something that the Lord commanded should not be done.
The following are further instructions from the Lord. For example, if the anointed priest makes a mistake that leaves the people guilty for their sin, he must offer a young bull to the Lord as a sin offering. The bull must have nothing wrong with it. The anointed priest must bring the bull to the entrance of the meeting tent in front of the Lord. He must put his hand on the bull's head and kill the bull in front of the Lord. Then the anointed priest must get some of the blood from the bull and take it into the meeting tent. He must put his finger in the blood and sprinkle the blood 7 times before the Lord in front of the curtain of the most holy place. The priest must put some of the blood on the corners of the incense altar. This altar is in the meeting tent in front of the Lord. He must pour out the rest of the bull's blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. This altar is at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then the priest must take all the fat from the bull of the sin offering. He must take the fat that is on and around the inner parts. He must take the 2 kidneys and the fat covering them near the lower back muscle. He must also take the fat part of the liver. He must remove it with the kidneys. The priest must lift up these things and burn them on the altar for burnt offerings, just as he does for the fellowship offering. But the priest must carry out the bull's skin, inner parts and body waste, and all the meat, including the head and the legs. He must carry those parts outside the camp to the special place where the ashes are poured out. He must put those parts on the wood and burn them there on the ash pile. The whole nation of Israel might sin without knowing it. They might break one of the commands of the Lord and become guilty of doing something he said must not be done. When they learn about that sin, the community of Israel must offer a young bull as a sin offering for the whole nation. They must bring the bull to the meeting tent. The elders of the people must put their hands on the bull's head in front of the Lord. Then they must kill the bull in front of the Lord. The anointed priest must get some of the bull's blood and take it into the meeting tent. He must put his finger in the blood and sprinkle it 7 times in front of the curtain before the Lord. He must put some of the blood on the corners of the altar. This altar is inside the meeting tent in front of the Lord. He must then pour out all the blood at the base of the altar of burnt offering. This altar is at the entrance of the meeting tent. Then he must take all the fat from the animal and bring it to the altar. He must offer these parts just as he offered the bull of the sin offering. In this way, the priest will make the people pure and God will forgive them. The priest must carry this bull outside the camp and burn it, just as he burned the other bull. This is the sin offering for the whole community.
A ruler might sin without meaning to and break one of the commands of the Lord. He might do something that his God said must not be done. If he learns about his sin, he must bring a male goat that has nothing wrong with it as his offering. The ruler must put his hand on the goat's head and kill the goat at the place where they kill the burnt offering before the Lord. The goat is a sin offering. The priest will take some of the blood of the sin offering on his finger and put it on the corners of the altar of burnt offering. He will pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. The priest will burn all the goat's fat on the altar, just as he does for the fellowship offering. In this way, the priest will make the ruler pure, and God will forgive him. Finally, one of you common people might sin without meaning to. You might break one of the commands of the Lord and become guilty of doing something he said must not be done. If you learn about that sin, you must bring a female goat that has nothing wrong with it as your sin offering. You must put your hand on the animal's head and kill it at the place for the burnt offering. Then the priest will take some of the goat's blood on his finger and put it on the corners of the altar of burnt offering. He will pour out the rest of its blood at the base of the altar. The priest will then remove all of its fat, just as he does for the fellowship offerings. Then he will bring it to the altar as a sweet smell to the Lord. The priest will do this to make you pure, and God will forgive you. If you bring a lamb as your sin offering, then you must bring a female lamb that has nothing wrong with it. You must put your hand on the animal's head and kill it as a sin offering in the place where people kill the burnt offering. The priest will take some of the blood from the sin offering on his finger and put it on the corners of the altar of burnt offering. He will pour out the rest of the lamb's blood at the base of the altar. He will then remove all the lamb's fat, just as he does for the fellowship offerings. Then he will bring it to the altar as a gift to the Lord. The priest will do this to make you pure, and God will forgive you.
Leviticus 5:1-13.
You might be called as a witness and take an oath to tell the truth. If you saw something or knew something but did not tell it, you are guilty of doing wrong. I must bear the responsibility for your guilt. You might touch something unclean. It might be the dead body of any kind of animal. You might not know that you touched these things, but you will still become unclean and must pay a fine. You might touch any of the many things that can make a person unclean. You might touch something unclean but not know about it. When you learn that you have touched something unclean, you must pay a fine. You might make a quick promise to do something. It makes no difference if it is bad or good. People make many kinds of quick promises. You might make such a promise and forget it. When you remember your promise, you must pay a fine because you did not keep it. If you're guilty of any of these things, you must confess whatever you did wrong. Then you must bring your guilt offering to the Lord for the sin you did. You must bring a female lamb or a female goat as a sin offering. The priest will do this to make you pure from your sin. If you cannot afford a lamb, you must bring two doves or two young pigeons to the Lord. These will be the guilt offering for your sin. One bird must be a sin offering, and the other must be for a burnt offering. Take them to the priest. First, the priest will offer one bird for the sin offering. The priest will pull the bird's head from its neck, but he will not pull it off completely. The priest will sprinkle the blood from the sin offering on the side of the altar. Then he will pour out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. Then he will offer the second bird according to the rules for a burnt offering. The priest will do this to make you pure from the sin you did, and God will forgive you. If you cannot afford two doves or two pigeons, you must bring 8 cups of fine flour as your sin offering. You must not put oil or frankincense on the flour, because it is a sin offering. You must bring the flour to the priest. The priest will take a handful of the flour as the memorial offering and bring it to the altar as a gift to the Lord. It is a sin offering. The priest will do this to make you pure, and God will forgive you. The part that is left will belong to the priest, just as the regular grain offering.
Mark 10:13-31.
Jesus welcomes children. People brought their little children to Jesus so that he could bless them by laying his hands on them. The followers told the people to stop. When Jesus saw this, it made him angry. So he said to the followers, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, because God's kingdom belongs to people who are like children. The truth is, you must accept God's kingdom like a little child accepts things, or you will never enter it." Then Jesus held the children in his arms. He blessed them by laying his hands on them. Jesus started to leave, but a man ran to him and knelt down before him. The man asked,
"Good teacher, what must I do to have the life that never ends?"
Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good, and you know his commands.
You must not murder anyone. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not lie. You must not cheat anyone. You must respect your father and mother."
The man said,
"Teacher, I have obeyed all these commands since I was a boy."
Jesus looked at the man in a way that showed how much he cared for him. He said, "There is still one thing you need to do. Go and sell everything you have. Give the money to those who are poor, and you will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." The man was very upset when Jesus told him to give away his money, because he was very rich, so he went away sad. Then Jesus looked at his followers and said to them, "It will be very hard for a rich person to enter God's kingdom." Followers were amazed at what Jesus said, but he said again, "My children, it is very hard to enter God's kingdom. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter God's kingdom." The followers were even more amazed and said to each other,
Who can be saved?"
Jesus looked at them and said, "That is something people cannot do, but God can. He can do anything." Peter said to Jesus,
"We left everything to follow you."
Jesus said, "I can promise that everyone who has left their home, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, or farm, for me and for the good news about me, will get 100 times more than they left. Here in this world, they will get more homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and farms. And with these things, they will have persecutions. But in the world that is coming, they will also get the reward of eternal life. Many people who have the highest place now will have the lowest place in the future, and the people who have the lowest place now will have the highest place then."
Psalm 27, verses 7 through 14.
"Lord, hear my voice. Be kind and answer me. Lord, I remember you told us to come to you. So I am coming to ask you for help. Don't turn away from me. Don't be angry with your servant. You are the only one who can help me. My God, don't leave me all alone. You are my Savior. Even if my mother and father leave me, the Lord will take me in. Lord, teach me how you want me to live. Show me the way that will avoid my enemies. Don't let them do to me what they want. They have told lies about me and want to hurt me. But I am sure that I will live to enjoy the Lord's goodness. Wait for the Lord's help. Be strong and brave and wait for the Lord's help."
Thank you, everyone. That was day 59. Join us for day 60. We will look at sins of dishonesty, grain offerings, the law for the sin offering, and guilt offering. And in the book of Mark, Jesus speaks more details about his coming death, and James and John ask him for a favor.
We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.